gosh. This game is so cute. I love Animal Crossing. It's so relaxing. You can just kind of shut your brain off while you craft things and collect things. Everything is so cute and peaceful. There are no zombies chasing after you or evil military trying to shoot you dead. It's just chill vibes. I caught a dragonfly. How's your game? Are you winning? No, you're dead? How'd you die? That's gruesome. You should play Animal Crossing. You can't die and you can't lose. Are you okay? Just frustrated because of the game. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to take a break? Wait, hang on. Wait. Are you sure it's a good idea to play another game? Well, it seems to be killing your mood. You'll win some other time. You don't have to win a game right now. Okay, one more game, but that's it. Yes, that is an order. And don't pretend you don't like it. I know you love it when I'm bossy. You need a break. I'm not gonna sit here and watch this video game bring you down, okay? Can I watch you play? Okay, make some room. You got this. You can win, I believe in you. Yeah, I'll be your cheerleader while you play. If only I had pom-poms and a cute little mini skirt. You'd like that, wouldn't you? But then you wouldn't be very concentrated on the game, hmm? I'd hate to distract you. Am I distracting you right now? I'm sorry. Okay, let's focus. Focus on the mission. Time to lock in. A cool weapon. I like your character. It looks just like you. Is that a person over there? Get him. Oh, that's your teammate. What about that guy? Oh, I think that answers my question. Are you dead? No. Well, you gave it your best. That's all that matters. Hey, I'm sorry. Do you want me to give you some space? Okay, you sure? Oh. Okay, I guess that also answers your question. That game looks really frustrating. I've never played it before, but I can see how it would get pretty exhausting. But it's okay. It's just a game. What was that? Was that not the right thing to say? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. It's a really cool game. I like that you play it. And that you have so much fun with it most of the time. but I don't think you should play it anymore today. If it's making you feel like this, though. Don't you think so? You're not a quitter if you stop playing. Don't say that. All players have bad days. Even the best players in the world. It just happens. It's not always something that you can control. I mean, everybody has off days with everything. Football players, mathematicians, everybody. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you're any less good. I know you really want to keep playing till you win, but I think a break would do you some good. Sometimes it's good to step away for a little bit and then come back to it later. You'll probably even play better later when you're not feeling so frustrated. Wait until the game is fun again. Video games are supposed to be fun. Now put the controller down. Drop it. There you go. You'll thank me later. You need this. And you should spend some time with your girlfriend, don't you think? I like hanging out with you while you play, but it's not the same as being with you fully. You know how much I like having your full attention. Let's get you feeling relaxed, okay? Take a deep breath. What, you think I'm joking? No, come on, we're gonna do this. Take a deep breath. Now release. See? Your muscles are more relaxed now. You definitely needed that. When you're playing, you're so fixated on the game, you forget to slow down, you know? Take another deep breath, and we'll slow down together, okay? Even I feel better. Come here. You look so dead inside, I can't stand it. I just want to make you feel better. Really? I'm happy to help. You let me know if there's anything I can do for you. It won't matter to you in a couple hours. You'll have forgotten all about it. I'll help you forget. You're wonderful. And amazing. And I love you. And it's a beautiful day. Look out the window. Did you see that? A bluebird flew right by the window as I said that. That was amazing. It's like I summoned it. I feel like a Disney princess. But look, it's a beautiful day. The sun is out. There's a light breeze. The leaves are dancing in the wind. The birds are chirping. The sky is that really pretty shade of periwinkle. Of course you feel frustrated. You've been absorbed in the game for the past few hours. You've forgotten about everything else. It's easy for that to happen when you get really into something, you know? You just need to step back for a little and have that little reminder that there's more out there than just the game. That happens to me all the time when I get really invested in a project or something. I need to take a break and remember that I'm not confined to just that one thing. That there's so much more out there. So much more to do and to have fun with. Are you feeling any better? Yeah? You seem happier. We'll get you feeling all the way better in no time. You just need a good distraction. And I am a really good distraction. I hate seeing you upset or frustrated. I only ever want you to be feeling good. But I like helping you cheer up. Anything I can do, you let me know. If you need space, if you need a snack, if you want me to run you a bath, that's what I need when I'm frustrated. A nice bubble bath. Or we could also just cuddle for now. You wanna cuddle? Of course. Always helps me when I'm feeling down. Just being with you. Even just being in the same room as you is like an instant mood booster. Makes me feel so much better. Because you're always so sweet to me when I'm upset. So patient and understanding, and you say all the right things. I don't know if I'm as good with words as you are, but I do give really good hugs. You're amazing. You really are. Even when you're frustrated and wanting to slam your fist into the wall, you're never harsh with me. I feel so safe with you. You're such a loving person. So few people really know that about you. Just like how much love you have in your heart. That sounds so cheesy, but I've always thought that and I've never really told you before. I just feel really special to be one of the few people that you've let get so close. Thank you for letting me in. And for letting me be here for you when you're not feeling your best. A lot of people would just push their girlfriend away, you know? But you keep me close, and you let me see every side of you. And I really appreciate that. I don't know what's gotten into me right now. I'm being so, like, touchy-feely. You don't mind it? Well, good. I'm just really happy that you let me be here for you. Because there's no one else I'd rather be here with. I want to show you something. I am going to show you the beautiful world of Animal Crossing. It's cute, it's relaxing, totally low stress. Your neighbor is a blue teddy bear and you collect apples all day. This is what world peace looks like. You ready? Here, you hold the controller. Okay, right now, how about we catch bugs? Okay, so go to your inventory, which is X, so select the net. Yeah, that one. And we'll use that to catch bugs. A lot of bugs hang out in trees. So hold down A to sneak up to a tree. And then release A. Yep, you got it. Good job. And then it tells you what the bug is. So this one is a tiger butterfly. And then it goes in your inventory. And you can sell it for bells, which is like Animal Crossing currency. Look, there's another one. Catch it. Oh, you know you missed. Wait, there's another one right there. Chase after it, yeah. Good job, yes. You caught a long locust. Was that fun? Did you like it? I know, right? It's my favorite game ever. I should have played it sooner. I've heard about it for the longest time. I'm so glad I finally bought it and gave it a try. It's like part of my daily routine now because it's just so relaxing and cozy. I love crawling into bed after a long day and getting cozy under my blankets and then playing Animal Crossing until I get sleepy. It's like one of my favorite things. I always look forward to it now. Oh, get the butterfly. Yes. Do you like my character? What do you mean? The haircut is bad? And no, if you think that's bad, you should see the other hair options. Because that was the best one. I'm being so serious, and I actually think it's cute. It's not. It's like a little pixie cut. So you don't think I should cut my hair like that? I think it's cute. You're tasteless. And look, if I, wait, give me the controller. Okay, so if I take off my character's shoes, then I have these little striped socks under. Isn't that such a look? I would wear this outfit in real life. Wait, actually, I think it'll let me just leave the shoes off. Yeah, how cute is that? I'm just gonna walk around in my little striped socks. Do you wanna see my house? It's over here on the beach. I set it up right on the water. Isn't it so cute? And you get to customize the roof color. I chose pink, but it kind of looks more red. But I still like it. This is inside. I love it so much. I wish I lived here in real life. It's so cute. Look at the little cloud rug and the pink dresser. Thanks for letting me show you all of this. You know, I should probably tell you, you're the first person I've brought to my Animal Crossing house. Mm-hmm. That's how you know this is getting serious. I love you. How are you feeling? Really? All better? Oh, yay. That makes me so happy. All you needed was a little break.